was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty,
liberty.
Home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world.
Envy of the world. Welcome back, folks, to Resurrection Republic. Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm sorry, Jason, I had to interrupt you again there for the break, but we have to, our sponsors make the wheels go round and keep the lights on. Jason, go ahead and finish your point there, and Lori, you can respond back.
Sure.
Okay, I really don't care about doing anything. When I call into radio shows, I don't do it for ego purposes, although I do it for promoting my pro-Trump YouTube channels and the people who listen and follow.
That's cool.
And are in
that's
the chat cool. rooms. But
good for you.
I don't.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. And I don't. Thank you. And I don't exactly want to hijack your forum for the. I came here from Dr. Bill Deagle. I've been listening to Dr. Bill Deagle for about 8 years now. So you can probably tell where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. And ipso facto, if you know what that term means, mm-hmm. you probably know what you're dealing with, okay? And mm-hmm. he's on your station, and he's on your station now in prime time. So I went from Alex Jones to Bill Deagle and, you know, John Statmiller and...
I like Deagle has a strong show.
Exactly. Well. And he talks about exactly what is happening on this planet. Mm-hmm. And I feel so honored every time that you guys allow someone like me, just a normal person. I'm mm-hmm. wearing my hospital scrubs, right? And I'm calling, I've had too many wines. And I'm wearing my hospital scrubs and I'm calling into your show. And I'm possibly talking to what's your demographic at this point? 100,000 people, maybe a million people, maybe 2 million, maybe millions worldwide.
We're international, but mostly in the United States. We got a lot of people out there.
Yeah. So I'll just make one more point and one more question, but I did want to finish your female host,
Jason. Before we finish Lori's piece, how about you take a moment and you tell us where we can find your YouTube channels and your stuff so that people can go and look at it, because we have
absolutely
a lot of pro-Trump people out there.
It's not my channel, but here's what's happening, is that everybody knows, and anyone who has a brain sees on the internet that there's all these videos that no one follows Hillary Clinton. She has like 100 people. Most of them are paid to be there.
I wonder if she paid them for that 7 hours.
And it's really hard for me to not use curse words right now, but I will not use mm-hmm. curse words.
Oh, please don't.
I will say that,
good job.
That her flipping, fluffing events are a joke. Because even half of those out of 140 are paid to be there. And
you mean her Rico gangster bankster nature?
and they make, and these people come out and they make videos talking about how they were paid by Hillary Clinton. I mean, if our country elects Hillary Clinton, guys.
Our country won't.
Excuse me.
If Clinton wins, it's not because our country did it.
No.
Excuse me. I am going to say this to the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am on my cell phone calling into my favorite radio show.
Make your point. Go ahead. Say it.
That happens to have an international outreach. If you're out there voting for Hillary Clinton, realize that you're voting for a joke. And it's actually
a criminal.
Worse than that. A
criminal joke.
A a criminal demon who coughs up and she's, oh my God, my man, you and I could talk for hours, but the channel on YouTube that carries every single Donald Trump event that people out there need to listen to and need to meet my friends.
Tell me about it.
They are my friends. I've never met them in person. I know people from Arizona. I know people from California. I know people from Missouri.
Listen, brother, I know that you know a lot of people, but tell us what it is, what message you really want to get out right now, because we got another caller. I don't mean to cut you short.
Okay, yep,
the time is precious, so go ahead and get your point out.
No. I didn't realize you had another caller, so I'm going to hang up. The station for you guys and all the callers and listeners, live listeners, is called Gentlemen's On. Gentlemen's On.
Can you spell that? I didn't get the second part of that.
Gentlemen's, like gentlemen at a wedding, apostrophe S-O-N.
Okay.
Oh, Gentlemen's On. Gotcha.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
And, you know, well, I just want to say one thing to Jason. Is that correct? I've got your name right.
I will stick on these guys as long as you want.
Claire Lopez said it best. I don't know if you know who she is.
I love Claire.
She is an ex-CIA agent. She is
Do you mean Claire Mike Rivero's wife?
Claire Lopez. And Claire Lopez is part of the Select Commission on Benghazi. Her, Admiral Lyons, General McInerney, and a bunch of different individuals. And their report, by the way, I'm going to be leaking more of this out very soon. So you're going to want to also keep an eye on the website resurrectedrepublic.com as well as freedomoutpost.com, because I'm going to be doing this consistently. Especially before elections, because people need to hear this, because Congress did not release this information, but they sure did, didn't they, Tom? I sent you a copy.
She said it best.
She said it like this. She said, quote, this is her quote, Clinton preferred to defend a reelection campaign above defending American lives that night, unquote, referring to Benghazi. That right there should be enough for everybody.
They're criminals.
Criminals. Thank you, brother. I really appreciate your call. God bless you. And call in anytime. You're welcome anytime. And while I, as a journalist, I try to maintain a neutrality, it is no secret that I am a kind of a Ron Paulish paleo conservative. So I'm very cautious when it comes to any of these folks. However, I have to say that if I had a choice between Trump and Clinton, there's no choice.
Well, even the other candidates, okay? Gary Johnson supports TPP. He supports the New International Order. He supports
Libertarian fraud. Libertarian fraud.
Right, and Jill supports UN Agenda 21. So let's see. We have a warmonger, somebody who, really, if you vote for Hillary Clinton, you're voting for someone who's committed treason against our country. So would that make whoever votes for her treasonous, Tom, guilty by
assent? Well, it would. However, gosh, I keep getting stuck in this de facto action, because if you're voting, then you're a U.S. citizen and your feet are in D.C. It's such a struggle for me to break free of that. But yes, if you vote for Hillary Clinton, you're not only a smacked ass, but you're supporting a criminal.
Right, because she supports funding, arming, training, terrorists that are overthrowing these other countries.
I'm convinced that the Libertarian Party has been hijacked by an idiot.
Absolutely.
Hey
guys,
so, by the way, you're...
Oh, wait, Jason, you were saying something. Go ahead, brother.
May I please drop the YouTube channel one more? And it's not my...
Go ahead. One more time, and then we have to get to John. Go ahead.
All right, excellent. Gentlemen's On. So, Gentlemen's apostrophe S-O-N.
Yep.
We carry every Trump rally, and when people like you, and I expect you and you, the female co-host and the male co-host, because I never called into the show, I don't know who you people are.
Tom and Lori.
Great show.
Yeah, I'm Lori.
Thank you.
Come into our chat channel, and I am Jay sort of Asperger's, J-S-O-A Asperger's. Talk to me, say hi. We're going to get to know each other, and we're going to fix this country, and we're going to get it done. Okay?
I'll do that. I'll look forward to doing that, brother. Absolutely.
And if you want to know
who we are, we'll see you soon, okay?
All you have to do.
Yes, sir.
We will. And if you want to know who we are, it's very easy to find us. All you have to do is you can type into Google search or any kind of search. Lori Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Freedom
Outpost. Yeah.
I'm everywhere.
Don't interrupt her. I can't hear you. Pop into Google search. What?
Here, pop into Google search and type in Lori Anderson or Tom. You could do Tom Lacovara, Lacovara Stewart.
I prefer the chicks, so I'll go with Lori Anderson.
Hey, man, okay. Look, RTR Truth Media, and she'll pop up, brother. Trust me.
But you can also Google me on Lori Anderson and then put Freedom Outpost behind my name. And everywhere.
Lori Anderson is everywhere on Google, and she shares great content.
Fantastic.
Anderson. Lori Anderson, yes. Okay, we have
fighting the good fight. Destroy those trolls, guys, and we will keep fighting the good fight. And please let me call back in the future. All right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
We welcome you to call back.
All right.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Jason. And John in Idaho. John in Idaho, you're on.
Hey, Tom and Lori, how are you guys?
I'm doing good. I don't complain. Nobody listens.
Boy, that guy's a tough act to follow, I got to tell you, man. Been sitting here listening to him, and it's cracking up. And
I love energy, man.
He definitely had some energy, didn't he?
Yes.
It's funny. He's like, I don't know who you guys are, but, you know.
Hey, man, anyway, that's
I've
good.
I've only been listening to your radio show for, I think it's about 3 months now. But I've went through your archives, and I've listened to just about everything in your archives.
Oh, and, well, thank you.
Because when I, there's actually a good reason for it, because when I first started listening to you, I thought I was deep in the, Liberty Movement. I thought I knew what was going on. And then when I, watched the presentations from Bruce and then listened to, the first week or two of your shows, man, it just rocked my world. I couldn't believe what I didn't know after, 10 years of being in the Liberty Movement and Freedom Movement and stuff. And I, you don't know what you don't know sometimes, right?
Right.
But, well, that's because the Liberty Movement, literally, I believe, like Stalin said, how do you control the opposition? You lead it. Well, a lot of the Liberty Movement has been controlled opposition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, I was listening to Alex Jones a lot and stuff, which I think a lot of people do when they rush into the movement. But, and what's funny about that is that, I think a lot of the people out there are well-intended, but they dance around the usurpation, and they don't, it's like they sort of, get it, but they don't, And, you guys just put it just flat out there. We were usurped. We were hijacked. What kind of boggles my mind is when you go back to the Civil War and where it really started to go wrong. Where were the patriots when all that crap was going down? Where was the
fight? Well, they were there. They were just, you have to understand, and this is very hard for a lot of people to understand in today's day and age of technology and social media. Back then, it was a completely different informational environment. Mm-hmm. And if you can understand the fact, no telephones, no computers, no cell phones, no none of that. I mean, we're talking about people that used to walk next door to the farm and tell them what they heard from the farm to their right, okay? So it's a completely different mindset that people can't wrap their heads around, and it was so easy to subvert the government back then. Literally, state senators were kidnapped forcefully against their will and forced to sit, and they counted that as a quorum. If you go back and listen to Professor Tom Woods, He'll tell you all about how the 14th Amendment was a complete and absolute total farce. And it created a communist citizenship that we today, most people, most patriots, most law-abiding folks will say, well, you have to have your license and you have to have your CCW. You have to ask for permission to exercise your rights. Stop! Stop asking for permission to exercise the God-given rights that he gave you from being able to go from point A to point B to get food and bring it back to your family. And you need to pay somebody to do this? Mm-hmm. And why?
Well, you got to ask permission to commit your life to another human being when you get married.
Yeah, not so much. That's a corporation. Yep. What they've done is they took marriage that used to be recorded in the Bibles and churches, and they made a essentially it now has become a corporate merger in between the two communist citizens. Okay, person A and person B. Now they've come together for a corporate merger. And that is why government is involved in marriage. That is why government is involved with the birth certificate. The birth certificate, Colonel Mandel House said it best when he said, everyone's biological property will be registered. That's what the birth certificate is. Okay, mm-hmm. You are literally a piece of biological property, chattel property of this government, as long as you contract with. You see, this is where the Bundys had it right. But they were almost right at the time, but not quite there. They said, end your contract with the Bureau of Land Management. Well, that's great. That's a great first step. But if you have a contract anywhere that you admit or agree or condone U.S. citizenship over the citizenship of your sovereign nation, which is your state, you have thus given them, basically agreed with them by consent to contract with them. You've given up your rights to be assumed to be given privileges, and those privileges replace your rights. And people need to understand this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm starting to you know see that clearly now, how they wound us up in all this, and
Rockefeller, Rothschild, they're brilliant.
Yeah, I know.
Oh yeah.
But it's trying to unwind from all this too, because you know when you start dialing in on this. You know, listen to your show and, you know, listen to Judge Anna and, you know, various people or the Lighthouse Law Club and stuff. You know, it's, you know, there's so much assumed knowledge, you know, like even when I started listening to your show, as informative and everything, you know, it took me a while to kind of put the pieces together because, you know, the context isn't there every day to relay the initial groundwork. You know
why it's difficult? I can explain the difficult nature of that, and it's because, and I have to admit, this is one of my shortcomings. Because we started, when Bruce and I started Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, we completely saturated everyone with the research that goes all the way back, and we basically took it step by step by step, and we did that so many times over the course of a couple of years that then past that we automatically think, okay, they know that. Now we need to go on to the next, we'll talk about how that affects their lives. And then we have new listeners tuning in who have already, they haven't been fed the soup to nuts yet. And then we're talking about this and it can be very confusing. So I have to remind myself frequently that we have new listeners that tune in from time to time. And what I need to do is I need this to go back and we need to start from point A and take it through again every so often so that we can explain to people how we went from point A to point B. Right. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it makes sense. Another, what I would suggest to people is to go back through your archives. Now, I listen to countless hours, you know, while I'm working because I work at home and stuff. And if you guys, knowing your own archives probably better than I, obviously, could tell people just, you know, okay, you know, to bring you up to speed on this, because this might be confusing if you don't have all the initial groundwork laid and blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely.
Go back and listen to the archives, show this, show that, show this, and it'll bring you up to speed and you'll know what we're talking about. That way you don't have to keep re-explaining it.
You're absolutely right, and I think that if I could tell, if there's new callers out there listening, you've made a very good point. If you go to ResurrectTheRepublic.com, you will see that on our main page, you'll see some explanation to this. But at the very top of our website, you'll see the 14th Amendment is unconstitutional. We don't give you we don't give you the fruit. We give you the tree. Okay. And in that short thesis, we had Sean Stone, Oliver Stone's son, invited us on his show Buzzsaw. We presented to his audience basically what our theory was on what we kind of called at the time the secret Constitution. And what we meant by that was that the Constitution that most people believe is what is governing their lives in actuality has been basically usurped. But at that, now what I've done is I went to that article as well as the main homepage of our website, and you'll see a 32-page PDF you'll see referred to. And that is basically the soup to nuts explanation of what they did, how they did, and when they did. And that explains every single problem we have in the federal government today. If you look to that research, you can say, you know what? Your driver's license, your taxes, your property rights, your everything that affects your life today, from Congress to the Senate, all of it, it is all explained. And when you read this research from top to bottom and you watch the videos and read the research, when you walk away, you should not only have a full and comprehensive understanding of where we are and how we are, but not only do you know, Congress knows, because they've been informed. Every single Congress has been informed as recent as 2015. There are no excuses from these people. Jim Trafficking. Now, I don't back most Democrats. My father was a Democrat, but he was one of those old-fashioned Democrats. He wasn't a communist.
Right.
Okay? Okay, right. But he was one of those old-fashioned Democrats, just like Jim Trafficking. Jim Trafficking had it. He hit the nail right on the head with the bankruptcy in 1933 and all. He basically laid it on the line. The Federal Reserve Act was the end game. Okay, if you look at an end game, you have to say, okay, well, how did they get to that point? And that's exactly what we did. We went from the end game, and we went back step by step through the congressional record, not through a history book, not through somebody's interpretation on what they believed. We went through the congressional record, and then when we were finished with the congressional record, we went to the individual state house records and read from the floor of the states. We had individuals who not only stood up for us and fought for us, but they declared the citizenship, this called U.S. citizenship, unlawful usurpation. I mean, if you go to rtrtruthmedia.com, that was a site that was created specifically for the Oregon incident that happened there, the standoff.
Right.
On that website, rtrtruthmedia.com, you will find the Oregon House resolution rescinding the ratification of the 14th Amendment based upon usurpation and fraud. They realized what was being done was not freeing the slaves. That had nothing to do with it. The slaves were used as political pawns to trick and dupe the public into believing that they were essentially giving these people citizenship, when in fact they were taking every single person and they were enslaving them in debt enslavement. And in Section 4 of the 14th Amendment, if you read between the commas, and I as a judge and lawyer's son who worked for my father in his law firm can tell you, that just because something is written, now it states about insurrection and this and that in Section 4, but what most people don't realize when they're reading legalese is that it's including but not limited to. So when they made the public debt unquestionable, it was not just on the account of rebellion and all of that other stuff. It made the public debt unquestionable, period. And then they took that unquestionable debt and they unlawfully, unconstitutionally handed it over to a bunch of international bankers in the Federal Reserve Act, thus installing what Karl Marx said would be necessary to install communism in a nation, which is a central banking system. What Andrew Jackson stood in opposition to, which was the banks. The one thing he said when on his deathbed is, "I killed the banks!"
Yeah,
that's
like
the one thing that he did give us. He gave
us
that.
Had two central banks prior to the current Federal Reserve Act.
Yes.
And they one lasted 20 years, I think, and one lasted 30 or something like that. And,
yes.
We threw both of those out, but they finally got it in for real on Jekyll Island that time. But
yes,
you know what
did.
Gets me about the 14th? The language that you said about, you know, not questioning the debt, that blew me away that was in there. And people, nobody talks about that, obviously.
No,
but
not a word.
It's right there in black and white, right there, you know. But
yep.
And the whole thing's a fraud anyway, because it was never ratified, just like new layout and blah, blah, blah. But
And even if it was, even if it was ratified, you take any section of the Constitution and you implement any part of it that you can't question. What does that mean when you can't question something? Is you cannot give redress of your grievance. Well, as soon as you can't give redress of your grievance, it becomes stricken by the Supremacy Clause anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the part I don't quite understand. Is that, remember when you gave the example of how the state of Montana thought, okay, you know, we'll manufacture and sell our guns within our own state, and the feds will have nothing to do with it. And then the ATF comes in there and says, oh, no, 14th Amendment gives us jurisdiction, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Well, I don't,
and
but
I'll
I,
tell you
in
why.
The 14th Amendment,
I'll tell you why.
I don't get
hold on,
that.
Hold on, let him finish.
How do they think the 14th Amendment does that? Because I don't see anything that says, oh, because of, you know.
Explain it. I can explain it very, very easily. This is how I explain it. Okay. Lori, then I'll let you explain your portion of it. Okay, do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
You're a 14th Amendment citizen, because when you take your drive, when you have to sign your name on that contract, even though you think it's a state contract, the state is now part of the federal government, so you can forget about it just being a state. It's no longer your free nation state. Your government, the government of your state, has incorporated itself within the federal government through Federal Reserve notes, through U.S. citizenship. When you sign your driver's license, it is not about just driving or your right to travel or all of that. That is a part of it, but it's only a small part of it and a distraction. It asks you, are you a U.S. citizen? And when you check that little box or you sign your signature, you have now consented, you've given your consent, and you have contracted with not the state, but the federal government, and then that gives them jurisdiction over top of you.
Okay.
Back all those times we checked that stinking box.
Yep.
Are you a U.S. citizen? Yep, I sure am.
Now, let Lori, go ahead. I know you're chomping at the bit. Go ahead,
yeah,
Lori.
Yeah. So this may also help you. Remember how earlier in the show, well, I will tell you after we get back from a word from our sponsors, please hang on there so that I can answer the rest of your questions.
And then Charlie in Washington. We'll be right back, folks.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, close the sea of years. With no provision, but no basis, close the straits of fear.
Welcome back, Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Okay, where were we? I believe okay. We were on the de facto. Go ahead.
Yes. What I was going to tell him, remember earlier in the show, I was expressing the difference between the United States and the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing that you have with the United States and the United States of America, you have the same situation in each quote-unquote state or nation. Because back in the day, state meant nation. So this is why you also have a constitution for each quote-unquote state, because they were an independent sovereign nation that joined the Union.
Remember, Lori, our founders, that when they referred to France, they referred to a state. When they referred to Great Britain, they referred to a state. To give people an idea what the real definition of a state means is a sovereign, independent nation, and we are, the United States was supposed to be a union, not much different than the European Union or any other union, and we just went to hell in a handbasket from there.
Right.
Okay.
So the states have done the same thing. They have created themselves as corporations, if you will. They're de facto as well. So that is where your quandary is and why they can get by with that, because a corporation can deal with a corporation, but it cannot sue an individual. So it goes back to the 14th Amendment where person became a corporation. So thus, what has happened is when you sign that you're, and it doesn't matter whether you got a traffic court or whether you're signing a ticket or whether you're getting a driver's license, they're going to ask you, are you a U.S. citizen? They don't ask you, are you a citizen of the United States of America? There's a reason for that. They're asking you, are you a citizen of the corporation? Okay. And so when you check yes on that, you're saying, yes, I am. Now, there's something that I'm going to be bringing up on a different radio show, but I'm going to give you something to kind of research a little bit. Look into, it is called a United States national. It is a non-citizen. It is a native of an American territorial possession. Nationals are entitled to all of the legal protection a U.S. citizen would have, but do not have the complete political rights of a quote-unquote U.S. citizen, which would, of course, be of the corporation, the de facto, which is limited to 10 miles square, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, and as well as 4 U.S. Code 72 states, all offices attached to the seat of government shall be exercised in the District of Columbia, not elsewhere, except as otherwise expressly provided by law. So what it is they've become corporatized, and they are de facto. They are not the de jure. And one of the things we're going to be going over at a different point in time, not tonight, but we're going to be going over the United States national non-citizen, because in that you have all of your God-given rights, okay? But concerning taxation, a non-citizen national are exempt from paying a federal income tax or taxes to a federal governmentation wealth accrued within the territory. Territories, commonwealths, and possessions may, however, implement taxation plans which mirrors those of the United States. In other words, the states can do the taxes if they're voted on. They also receive economic assistance through some, but not all, national benefit programs or services such as, of course, Social Security. So they're also allowed to reside and work in the United States without restrictions. They are given U.S. passports with a special endorsement stating that the holder is a U.S. national and not a U.S. citizen. A non-citizen national may apply for citizenship under the same rules as legal permanent residents. Now, why would you want to be a U.S. citizen? Although it states that when you are a non-citizen national, okay, you are born on the land, all right? And when you're born on the land, you are, how is a good word to say that, Tom? You are loyal to the land of America. You are just not loyal to the corporation. So we'll go over that a little bit more.
You have no need to be loyal to the corporation. In fact, the Bill of Rights is a restriction. It's not a Bill of Rights. In fact, I take exception with the term of Bill of Rights. Yes, it's the Bill of Limitations upon Government.
Yes, it is.
Exactly. And are you going over that information? You said you're going to do it on another radio show. Where is that going to be?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'll start on Monday. Lori, how about on Monday we start with our presentation and we start from beginning to end with Soup and Nuts?
Sure, and I do want to let you know, non-citizen nationals, they are protected by and swear allegiance to the United States, not the corporation, okay?
Yes.
So, but
right.
The United States of America, they are not granted the same rights and benefits as full citizens, which basically is voting. Since nationals are not citizens, they cannot vote for the election of federal politics.
You mean they're not given privileges?
Right, such as congressman or president, but instead, nationals do vote for a delegate to send to the U.S. House of Representatives, and the representative provides input but cannot vote on the House affairs.
Yes.
So non-citizen nationals are also protected by the United States Bill of Rights on top of the laws of their home government, which would be the
Bill of Restrictions.
The law of your state, which would be your constitution.
Which, by the way, for you Floridians that may be listening tonight, the current Florida Constitution is about the fourth or fifth one. The first Floridian Constitution was never lawfully
altered or replaced. The first Floridian constitution still stands.
Yeah, I remember Bruce going over that. Hey,
yeah.
So now with this United States National, that's how you referred to it, United States National?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, and you're saying that this is an absolutely doable path to pursue?
No, well, Google United States National.
Let me answer that, Lori. Let me answer that.
In the government website.
Let me answer that. This is a complicated situation because, first of all, the Department of Homeland Security, as well as many states, have made it very clear through the MIAC reports and similar to that. They basically declared what we're talking about as sovereign citizenship, which basically a sovereign citizen, as per se, is an oxymoron for one. For two,
exactly.
Is usually someone who operates with a little bit of knowledge. In other words, they have awakened to the fraud, but it's like a babe awakening to the world. And they go and they take a little bit of information and they run full force into a concrete wall like a crash test dummy. And that's the kind of person that they use. Yeah, all the time. All the time. And yes, there is a way. One. Two, you have to remember, though, we are living essentially in occupied territory. So,
yeah,
like you can say during World War II, let's say Normandy, for instance, okay, Normandy, the laws of Normandy still by right applied, but they were occupied by another force, and therefore, you're almost kind of in a war kind of situation where while your law is the rightful law of the land, mm-hmm. you have an occupying force with the military basically saying, uh-uh, that's what happened to Lavoie Finicum when he was shot and killed.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree, because what you quickly come to realize as people are discussing, whether, you know, there's so many people discussing this from different points of view, really, but it all ends up at the same place at the end of the day. Since I've lived in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, I've got 5 traffic tickets. Didn't have one for 30 years, and I got 5 all at once. And but you go into this, you know, this court situation, and you realize, you know, that the beast has got a life of its own. I mean, everything in our society is wired to this fraud. And it's,
yes.
You know, there's no way you're going to unwind it from that point of view, trying to go in there and convince them of all these things. That's just not the right way to do it.
I've had 4 successful cases in the state of New Jersey where I allowed, and here's a specific circumstance, I allowed my driver's license to expire. I was not suspended. I was not revoked of my privileges thereunto. But I did walk into the court, and I maintained my honor. First of all of the people sitting behind me were essentially the dumbed-down masses who did not have neither the knowledge nor responsibility to understand or comprehend what I was saying. So I gave the judge the respect of asking him to wait until the final case to be heard, and I explained to him very briefly what my argument was going to be. And every single time, all 4 cases, the judge said, okay, just sit over there. And at the end, I would walk up in front of the judge and I would essentially provide him with the case law that backs up my position, which are many, they're voluminous, and they basically state that the travel upon the open roads is not a mere privilege, but it is a fundamental right. Now, this is case law. This is something that they can understand. And as much as I respect your honor and respect your court, just like you're walking up into an occupying force, you realize that you're outgunned, but you present an argument in a certain position. Now, my goal is to educate enough people, like Judge Leander H. Perez said of the Louisiana Supreme Court Justice, who said that the only way that this injustice would ever be righted is through public awareness on a massive scale. So if we do not continue to do our duty, which my duty is, and why I have a radio show, my duty is to educate people as to the truth. Now, what they do with it is up to them, but I am doing my duty by teaching people as much and as best as I can their rights in place of their privileges. And now what they do with that, they must embrace it and they must act upon it as I did four times. Now, New Jersey is a tough, it's almost like communist central, right? Like California.
Yeah.
And all four of these cases were dismissed. Now that still, I still got pulled over. I still got the ticket. I still had to go to court. I still had to go through all of that rigmarole. But at the end of the day, I stood there with my Bible in one hand and my case law in the other, and I was victorious because I presented my case. I didn't come across as one of these folks that say, I demand that you do this and I demand that you show me that and the gold fringe flag, even though they're correct in a lot of their positions. It's presentation, man.
yeah, absolutely.
But we'll go,
hey, I got a couple points.
Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, you can research some of the information actually from travel.state.gov on their certificates. Yeah, look up certificates of non-citizen nationality, because the stuff that we're going to be discussing and digging into, that's going to be some of the sites we're going to be using, is that the actual government websites.
Yes.
And a possible way to help people, actually, I haven't even had time to talk to Tom about this, so you're going to be happy to hear about this one too, Tom, but we won't blow it tonight because we've got other things we want to discuss.
Yeah.
But definitely keep tuned in, because this very well could be something huge, and it is not perceived a threat. It's not perceived as a quote-unquote sovereign citizen, which is such a false narrative.
Oxymoron.
It is an oxymoron. But I wanted to say thank you so much for calling. We've enjoyed your call. Is there anything else you would like to address?
Yeah, I got a couple things I want to say really quick.
Okay, good.
Maybe real fast, because I know you're probably...
And then Charlie, still hang on the line there, Charlie. We'll be right to you, but go ahead, brother.
On the Trump front, I'm sure just like you guys, I support him with a grain of salt in that, you know, obviously he's way better choice than Hillary Clinton. The thing about Trump is, you know, he's never going to, you know, do what we really need to have done to, you know, to take everything back and to reinstitute a constitutional republic. But the hope for Trump, and this really needs to sink into people's minds, is to create a reprieve. Just give us some breathing space, and that's what I'm...
Well, here's the problem, anyway. Though, John. Here's the problem with the breathing room. Okay,
right.
I have said on numerous occasions throughout the course of the many, many decades, we have a communist progressive that will come along, and they will bring us right to the point of not taking it anymore. And then they will give us a conservative-ish individual to calm people down. And then they'll do it again and over and over and over again. The definition of insanity is to continue to do the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different result. So what I'm hoping and praying for, I'm praying for more than you are, or hoping for more than maybe you are. I am praying to God Almighty that he reaches into Trump's heart and truly shows him what he needs to do to bring us back. Now, I'm not expecting that that's what's going to occur, because I'm also intelligent, critical thinking, and reasonable. But I am praying with every ounce of energy in my body that he just doesn't step in and it doesn't make all of the conservatives out there take that deep breath and sit back.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, that's the scary part, is exactly what you said, because I've heard that, you know, the exact same thing of lead us to that point where we're so frustrated, and then give us that, you know, so-called solution, and then we all fall back, and oh boy, that was a close one. Now we can go back and, you know, watch a football game and drink a beer and take it easy.
Yeah, because these people think in a hundred and hundreds of years in advance. What is going on today, they knew in 1776. Yeah. Adam Weishaupt knew exactly where he wanted things to be, and he was just one of the little pawns and one of the more famous pawns in the game. But if you read back into the historical record, you will see that what they wanted to implement, they're very close to implementing. First, they wanted to create these sovereign states and bring them into a union, and then collapse the state boundaries till they were almost to basically the same strength as county boundaries. Yep. And then from there, they wanted to create a more continental union, which is the North American Union, which is Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And then from there, bring us into a one-world government. You could see, if you watch Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry, 33rd Degree, yep. Freemason, the Federation, the whole nine yards, it all brings into
a
yeah, you got it, brother. They have been priming us since the inception of Hollywood and before.
Yeah.
And before. Yep. Much before.
Yeah, and yes. The other thing about Trump is that, you know, the reprieve might not even be the right word. Just creating a better environment for us to continue our work. And,
right.
You know, but we have to continue. That's just it. But the thing, Trump is actually sincere, a good person. I just have an incredible difficult time. I'm going to pray for that it happens, but I just have a tough time seeing Trump acknowledging the 14th Amendment issue, acknowledging this huge invitation. Because
I have some good news on that.
He kind of already has.
He already has. What he did was he tried to give people a message, and I've explained to people is his campaign reached out to us.
Yep.
For the research that we have. Now, 2 weeks later, after that, he came out with a severely controversial statement regarding birthright citizenship, and that he took it from good legal minds that supported his position that birthright citizenship was basically a sham, the way they're operating anchor babies and all of that. Now, the only thing that would support his statement, and this is why so many people in the media called him crazy and all these other things. Only thing that would back him up is the research that we presented.
Wow.
So that makes it food for thought.
Yeah, that's encouraging, I got to tell you.
Yeah,
and
man.
I will tell y'all, anyone who knows me knows, I research everything, and when I do, I dig deep. And he's been consistent over the past 20 to 30 years on
the
things
he's
been saying.
Yes, he has. Go all the way back to the early Oprah interviews, and he was saying the same thing as he's saying today,
right.
Basically.
And, you know, people can't seem to get past the business end of it. That was business. That was not him being a politician. He has never been a politician. He's worked with the corrupt politician.
I actually think the guy's got a huge heart.
He does.
He's got a big heart.
Our military guys one time, I can't remember where the location was, but
They were stranded, and he sent his jet three times
to get these guys and get them home because our government wouldn't get them where they needed to be.
Yep.
Now, you think Hillary would have done that?
She didn't answer the phone.
If the cameras were all around and she had no choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
but he didn't have any cameras. This was learned many, many years later.
Yeah.
It wasn't made a big deal of then. He wasn't looking to make a big deal of it then. You know, look, I kind of get sucked into the Trump phenomena because he is not exactly he's not one of the establishment, but he's rubbed noses and bumped elbows with the establishment. I'm not comfortable as to his friendly relationship with the Clintons for as long as he maintained it. I do smell the possibility, and I'm not going to say that I believe that this is the case, but I do smell the possibility of a ruse, only because I know how brilliant and maniacal these globalist elites are, and I know how far in advance they plot and plan things. And that is my fear, that many people who are jumping in with both feet need to do so only with very critically thinking minds. And I'm not saying to abandon Trump, but to hold him and hold his feet to the fire. Everything he says he's going to do, in the moment that he does not do one of these things, we need to act.
Yep.
Period.
And, you know, as they always say, hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
You know, we are under no illusion that we've been overtaken by de facto in the first place. So our option is A, B, C, or D. Well, UN Agenda 21, TPP, TPP and murder warmonger that does it to put money in the Clinton Foundation, or take a chance with Trump. Just saying.
Y'all. Well, just how anybody could even remotely support Hillary Clinton, it just boggles my mind. I just cannot believe that we're even having this discussion about her, and that
it's called massive. It's called mass psychosis, and it is it's the result of a process of psychological manipulation and essentially, you know, psychological operations is what it is, and the social justice warriors. Like the social justice warriors you see on these campuses. The one little girl, there's a video going around where at Yale she says, "This is not an intellectual environment. This is a home that we're creating, a safe place, a safe space." No, honey, I don't know who told you that, but it is an intellectual environment for your thoughts and ideas to be challenged and for you to have to argue against them, not to act like a totalitarian, fasci communist communitarian and declare that the government or the university is going to silence free speech so that you feel better. And that's the reality that we're fighting.
It's mastering the human domain, Tom.
But I always use, you know, people just can't see what's right in front of their face. I use the chemtrails, which I'm passionate about. Everywhere I go, they spray the crap out of us, even in Idaho. And everywhere
they're admitting it.
They go, what? I go, don't you see that? And people, they don't see it, and they don't want to see it. It's like people just don't want to be bothered to open their eyes about anything so often.
I don't know what it is about Coeur d'Alene, but I've had a few listeners from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And, you know, I kind of have a soft spot for Coeur d'Alene. You folks have been like ground zero of the nitwittery of big government. I think that you've been able to see more than many other communities exactly how this clash is occurring. And it is a culture clash. And one of the things I like to explain to people about race, there is, and when I say this, people, you often fall off their stool. There is no such thing as racism. This was created by Trotsky. The term was created by Trotsky. What you have, you do have bigotry. You do have prejudice. That does exist. But the thing of racism has nothing to do with the color of one's skin. It's culture. And it is culture clashes. Now, for instance, there is a young man A and a young man B. Both are from the inner city. Both act like thugs with the same... I hate to run out of time. Mike, hold on a second. Mike, Charlie in Washington, let me talk to him off air. I don't like making people wait without being able to talk to them. Please tell Charlie to hold and put us on a hold call so that I can finish this conversation. Folks, thank you for tuning in. We've run out of time. I love you for tuning in. ResurrectTheRepublic.com. Please click on our PayPal. Support the network as well. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate. We need your help. This is like PBS, man. Stick by us. And folks, we love you. We'll be back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Thank you. God bless you and good night.
Go to watch.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.